Yes, sir. Let's pray. My Heavenly Father, there's nothing like your presence. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, what you're presently doing, Father, and Lord, what you're going to do in the future for us. 10,000 tongues, Father, we couldn't thank you enough. So we just thank you now, Lord, and give you all the praise and give you all the honor, Lord. Thank you for the night, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that everyone here have ears to hear. And Holy Ghost, help me, Lord. Breathe on these words, Father, that change can come to these, your people. Lord, thank you for a brighter future because of your word. So we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I was given the wonderful task of sharing the word of God with you all tonight. I have no new revelation, no sense in reinventing the wheel, but I'm here for a purpose. And what I want to do is I just want to throw a log on the fire that Apostle already started. That's all I'm going to do. I'm just going to make the fire, you know, a little bit hotter so we can move in it. You know, there's three set of people. You know, Apostle told me this one time. You have your crowd. They come when the so-called big speakers are in town. And you have your congregation. You know, they come on for Communion Sunday. They come New Year's Eve because they don't want to get caught out of church on New Year's Eve. They come on Christmas and Easter. Then you have your core. I'm looking at the core. You see, those are the people that God can use. And look, it doesn't really take a whole lot of people. It just needs somebody that's going to believe God and do what God said could bring change in the world. So tonight, we're going to deal with, again, on the subject of evangelism. We're going to deal with this subject called, I call it the assignment. Everybody here, listen to me. Whether you know it or not, you have an assignment. You see, so in let's just see how all of this started. John 3:16, would you put it on the board for me? John 3:16. Say this with me now. God is a God of plan and purpose. That's how he operates. God is not a haphazardless God. He don't just do things. He's a God of plan and he's a God of purpose. So here's how it all started. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, I love it, don't you? Oh, I love it. I made that choice. So God always had a plan for man. You see, God's plan for man is that we win. God is a winner. And because we're in the family, we're supposed to be winning, but we have a part. It's not automatic. Now, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Let's go to the basic and then find out. See, God got a plan. See, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. So God set it up that we can become born again. We accepted it, and now we're new creatures. Amen. Now we're in his family. Now we can say God is our Father, right? Yes. All right, so we're children of God. All right, now, turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 9. I'm just going to throw a little log on the fire. Matthew chapter 9. And verse 35. It's the assignment that can bring you to the next level. Amen. It's the assignment that can take care of everything you need. It's the assignment. Amen. It's simple. See, God didn't make anything complicated. It's just do what he said, do. So Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, Bible says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Jesus was doing his assignment. He was doing what God told him to do. Watch this now. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Now, what a life. We about to change that scripture. Can I hear you? We about to change that scripture. All right. Again, he said, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray you therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers unto his harvest. Now, why are we going to change that? Because of the apostle. Listen, we are so blessed. Listen, you come here and get comfortable and you think this is everywhere. No, this is not everywhere. I know where I came from and I know where I'm at now. So we are so blessed that we have a man of God that can hear straight from God. See, it's like when an apostle is teaching, everybody here got a phone. Everybody here has a phone. I know that. Everybody here got you speak on your phone, right? So here's Pastor. Apostle is like the iPhone. No disrespect. It's like the iPhone with the speaker on. God talking through the iPhone. What I'm saying is God direct words to us. Now you're agreeing with that. Why would you agree with now? Because you're going to have to follow through. So we're saying apostle is like the iPhone with the speaker on. So when that voice comes through, it's God's voice coming through, right? All right. Okay now. Okay. All right. I'm glad you agree with that because you're going to have to follow through. Watch this now. Now, Mark chapter 16. God's a God of plan and purpose. You know, Apostle told me this a couple of weeks ago. He said, you know, as we are taught so many things when we are children and become teenagers and adults. I remember when I first got saved, you know, at the particular church I was at, I went to church and I thought you just go to church and you go to heaven. You know, I just thought I was glad to join the church. And I found out that you don't join churches. You see, you are planting visions. You don't join churches. See, if you join something, you can quit tomorrow. But when God plants you somewhere, it takes a great effort to try to pull those roots up and move. So look what it says here now. So it says, I thought I was just, you know, I thought as a Christian, you go to church, you know, you don't miss communion Sunday, and that was it. But no, God has more than that for us to do. And more than just, you see, and what it was is I thought as long as I go to church and I find out about what God planned for me, then I take care of me and my family. See, then I went to a traditional church. Then I met Dr. Thompson, and I came here, and wow, you know, got filled with the Holy Ghost, and I knew I could fight the devil. Listen now, for me and my family. Understand this now. I just knew, devil, no, you are buying now for me and my family. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So, Mark chapter 16. See, we about to take care of this once and for all. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. The 14th verse says, this is Jesus getting ready to go back to the Father, to go back to the sitting on the right-hand side of the Father. Why? Because there are rewards when you fulfill the assignment. You can't do nothing for God, and God don't do more for you. Remember that. And afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto him, who said that? Jesus. He said, go ye The first thing he said, notice the first thing he said, the very first thing he said, go ye into all the world and build your house. No, get that car you want. Find that man you want. Find that woman you want. No, that's not what he said. No, that's not what he said. Get your career, get your degree. Nothing wrong with any of that. But look what he said first. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Why? For God so loved the world that he gave the only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. See, now the first thing he told them was, go ye in all the world, listen, and preach the gospel. Remember now, Jesus said, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the labors are few. So I'm going to take care of this. Listen, y'all need to go. Now, it sounds like that's the same word with the iPhone on that God told us. The invitation cards. Witnessing the people. That sounds like the same thing that God told us a few months ago. Go you into Gonzales. Go you into Donaldsonville. Go you into Baton Rouge. Go you into New Orleans. And preach the gospel. Invite them to church. See, that was the assignment. See, we're going to find out, man, assignment has rewards. But we're not in it for the rewards. We're in it because of Romans 5 and 5. See, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And if you say you love Jesus, you got to love people. How do you know? He paid the ultimate price. He said, Lord, not my will. That's love. So you can't love Jesus and not love people. I said, you can't love Jesus and not love people. You can't love Jesus and watch your brother just miss the mark and go to hell or go through some challenges. Now, here's my, that statement is true. I'm going back to it. That statement is true. The labors are, the harvest is true. There's plenty, the labors are few. I'm going to ask you this question. And then we always going, we in the stores, we in the mall, we on the job. How many people, how many times has anybody asked you if you were saved? And no answers? Now, you know, multitude of Christians all over the place, on your job, in the malls, everywhere you go. Anybody tap you on the shoulder and ask you if you were saved? Why is that? They're born again. They're Christians. They're going to heaven. God told them, go ye in all the world. And we wonder why. And they wonder why. You know, could it be that's the missing piece? I'm praying. I'm tithing. I'm sowing. I'm serving. Could it be the missing piece? Why am I not? I'm not getting everything that God promised me. Oh, we get some trickle. But how about the valve was wide open? You see, so anybody ever ask you if you're saved? Why is that? Because the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are true. But listen, but not at Word of Life Christian Center. Because the apostle spoke, and we are obedient to what he said. So when Sunday comes, the harvest and the harvest is plenteous and the labors are plenteous. See, you're the core, so I can talk to you. I'm just throwing a little log on the fire. You see? So let's go. He said this. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So we have, that's the assignment. That's the assignment. Now listen, now notice he didn't ask them if they want to go. Now, he's talking to the disciples now, and their job was, he's talking to the men of God, and the men of God, how many know the men of God need help? Amen. How many know? Listen to me. Everyone here, you are not here by accident. You were summoned here. You were called here by God. You're not here by accident, but you're here for, just like God, you're here for a purpose. And the purpose is not to come, sit, and eat, and get fat and go home. How many people we pass by today that are hurting? Hurting. And listen, and people love it. This morning I saw a young man and I asked him, Sarah, you know, I say, hey, man, you born again? You know Jesus? You say, yes, sir, man. I'm born again. You know, you dealing with anything? No, I'm doing fine. So you know, I invite him to church. And when I walked away, he tapped me on the side. He said, Mr., hold on. He said, I sure appreciate you. Listen, concerned about me like that. He said, I really appreciate you even asking me that question, that you're concerned about me. You're so concerned that I miss heaven and go to hell. He said, okay, Lord, help me. You see, because listen, I'm talking to me too right now. That was a confirmation. You need to be doing more. And listen to me now. And because we have that anointing, because God called us for that, listen, you know every time that a person passed by you. Don't tell me you don't know. I know, but every time that person passed, I know. And see, what God does is God's working on both ends. He set you up and the person set up. And sometimes I just, I'm too busy, man. Whoa, I'm too busy. You know, I'm too busy, Lord. You see, I'm too busy, especially this season now. You out there shopping for a gift, but you're carrying the gift. Don't be around here shopping for the gift and you carrying the gift. Listen, you heard it before, the gift that what? Keeps on giving. So be more spiritual. Remember now, it's an assignment. Listen, Dad, listen, cannot be taken back and will not be taken back. Question, again now, you the core, I'm just throwing some log on it. How many people you got saved in the last 2 months? How many people just passed by you who you were supposed to talk to in the last 2 months? Boy, this church mouth's quiet in here. But that's all right, that's good. Because listen, that's good, because now I know I need to make those changes. For God so loved the world, I'm God's son. So if God loved the world that much to make a sacrifice for him, I love the world, or the people that's in the world, to make the sacrifice. Jesus paid the ultimate price. He said, Lord, not my will, but thy will. He said, look, nevertheless, Lord, remove this cup from me, but nevertheless, don't matter. Nothing, not that important, Lord, where I can't go out and do your will. So let's go on. Stick to my nose. Said this. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Familiar verses of scripture. Like I said, I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm just reminding you some stuff that you already know to do. That's all I'm doing. That's all my job is here, just to kind of remind you and kind of edge you a little bit. Let's just do this. And you're going to find out, listen, you're going to find that the shy person or person that think they can do, you're going to find out that you can do. Here's the question. Why would God tell me to do something that I cannot do? Right. Or, you know, we talking about his assignment. You know, why would a English teacher give a math assignment? The reason why the English teacher can give a English assignment, because the English teacher know what he put in you. So God know what he put in you. What is it? Great is he. So that's why Jesus can make that statement, because he know what's in you. So he know you're qualified. If you're willing and obedience, you shall eat the good of the land. Now, I think the first part of that is, that scripture, got to go back to go ye in all the world. Because see, go ye in all the world activates everything else. That love, it activates everything else. I think that's the first thing. Because listen, God made man for fellowship. God loved man. Who is man that God is mindful of him? Who is man that God would send his only begotten son to die on the cross? Who are we? God, who are we? What is it that God think of me? How do I repay God? I'm going out into the world and unashamedly. Don't care who you are. Rich, poor, white, black, Chinese, whatever you are. Don't care who you are. If I pass by you and that bell go off, sir. I was in Rouse's two or three weeks ago. I saw a guy that I used to work with. He was looking kind of frail. God looking kind of frail. So I said, man, everything okay? He's talking to me. He's saved. I said, man, can I pray for you? We in the middle of the hour, we praying. I'm praying for him, man. And this lady passes. This lady come in and, oh, sir, please, sir, can you please pray for me? Can you please pray for me? But you see, it got to be unashamedly. I'm in the store. If you could cuss in the store, why I can't pray in the store? You walk around with your six-pack, you know, why I can't pray in the store? See, they might could take, I told my granddaughter, my daughter, listen, they might can take prayer out of school, but prayer still in school because you in school. They can't follow you in the bathroom. So prayer's not out of school, long as you in school, baby. And I said, you can control the atmosphere. Talk to me. I'm telling you. See, unashamedly. Go you in all the world. Unashamedly. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I don't care what you think. Why? Listen. Because we got the real deal. Understand that. Quit looking at the world. We carrying the real deal. Hallelujah. Where was I? Mark 16? Ephesians 4. Why ain't y'all paying attention? Why? Because the law's starting to burn. That's why y'all paying attention. Won't we just go ahead and do this, y'all? Let's just make Apostle happy. Oh man, just you know, on Sunday morning, I mean, just let's have him doing cartwheels on the inside. You know, let's just have him doing cartwheels on the inside. Lord, listen. I work here and I see him a lot. You know, you have to know the amount of labor that's put in for what you hear on Sunday morning. You know, and you hear him say this now, you have no idea the hours and the time. And you, listen. If you go around him, you know, he might talk about something for 1 second, but next second, guess what's coming up? Jesus. Out of abundance of the heart. That's why when you're up here, it's so easy because it's all in him. And listen now, listen, and not for him, for us. For us to, see, he's feeling the Great Commission. He's doing an assignment for us to go out into the world. There's a scripture. Where's that scripture? We come back to Ephesians, Luke chapter 4, I think it is. I wrote it down somewhere here. I think it's Luke 4. Go to Luke 4. Where's that scripture, Lord? I'm going to find it. No, Luke 14. Luke 14. There it is. And we have something to offer people. We have one of the greatest men of God this world has ever seen. Well, I can say it. They talk about Michael Jordan. I could talk about Apostle Leroy Thompson. We have. We are so privileged. We are so privileged to have. So here's the thing about it. You know, let me say this. I remember, this is just me. I remember, you know, we're talking about inviting people to, getting people to come to church. I remember, you know, when I was in the world, man, well, you know, and when you went to a club, not the 40s club, man, you get home, you call on your buddy, brother, you got to come and see it was on up in there. So we ought to take that same, I know it's just me, so we ought to take that same kind of intensity. That same kind of stuff we used to use for the devil, and why we don't bring it to the church of God? Bring it to God. Well, listen, why Saul was Paul? Because the same way Saul was when he was Saul, it's the same way he was with Paul for God. You know when you went to the club, and the club was bumping, you know you got on the phone. We didn't have no cell phone. We had to get home and call. You know you call your buddy and say, brother, I'm telling you, brother, had to go to work Monday, but you went back again Sunday. Why? So we advertise for the devil. How much more? The best word in this region right here. The best word, yeah, I'm saying it, in this region right here. So why not invite? Oh, we know y'all gonna do it because y'all the core. So why not invite? Why not have somebody come and join? Listen up. Is your life any better than when it was? I don't know how long you've been here. Just a little bit. Any better? Okay. Listen, have you gotten some things that you didn't have before, but you got them right now? Yeah. Now, question is, how did that happen? Now, I know it's with God, but God came through the iPhone. See, without the iPhone, you wouldn't know what to do to get what you're getting right now. So God always going to have a man. He always going to have a man. And then, oh, God, then Luke chapter 14. And a servant said, and the Lord said, the 23rd verse, unto the servant, go out, see if you got to go, into the highways and the hedges, and compel them to come, that my house may be filled. Now, let me say this. It's not so much about the balcony being filled. We want the balcony filled. We want all the chairs filled. It's not so much numbers. It says, listen, we want the people full. Full of Jesus. Full of his wisdom. Full of his love. Full of his anointing. See, listen, I don't like the devil. No, we don't like the devil. We don't like him. No. He's not going to be destroying people. So we want everybody to come. We want the house filled so they can get full. So he said, look, compel them to come. And see, we got a governor called love in us that's going to help us make them come. Say, go. Go. Get away from that 65-inch TV God just gave you. That nice car with the AC blowing on it. That pretty dress and them nice shoes. What you doing with them? That's what God's saying. Go. Take that car God just bought you and go. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Ooh, God is so good to us. And he gave us simple instructions. He said, just to go. You say, just go. You say, just go. And here's the thing. Believe it or not, people are waiting on you. Listen, especially the times we're living in now, man, that world is crazy. Anybody ever watch CNN or NBC or ABC? I'm telling you, listen. Apollo said this a long time ago. You got to be saved to watch TV. Or you give up. Because it looked like there's no end. Every time you put on it, it's just something else going on every day. So, brother, if you're not saved, you can't watch TV. So I say that to say this. I say that because the world, we're in the last days. I believe we're in the last days. I really believe we're in the last days. That's why God has this apostolic grace so strong. Because the devil could never be greater than God. So God raising up to a level because the greater temptation coming, but it won't bother us. Because we have a greater anointing. Yeah. See, listen, when you hear an apostle is ministering to us and he's talking about there's always an impartation that's going out, that impartation is for us to go and do ministry. See, listen, when you're going out, listen, always know this now. Now it's by faith, it's not by feeling. There's an apostolic grace that's upon you. And that grace always brings results. Amen. See, what I'm going to say when I witness, the Holy Ghost there with you. Listen, Jesus said, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. And that's the Holy Ghost's job is to help you. God is not getting of the spirit of fear, but of love and the power and of a sound mind. Now, no, there are some things that you are bold about. Be bold about this. Well, there are some things I know you kind of, what's that word? Is this a word, cheeky? That's a word? How you spell it? I don't know how to spell it. But listen. The thing is, be cheeky about souls. Tell the devil, oh, no, devil, no. Be cheeky about that person's life. Have an attitude about that person's life. See, you need an attitude to witness. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 says, and he gave some apostles. Thank God he gave us ours. And some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Here's why. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, a perfect man unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, those gifts can't do that by themselves. Because, you know, everybody not coming to the church. That's why the church got to go to them. Hey, church, raise your hand, church. Church, yeah, yeah. That's why the church got to go to them. Because everybody not coming to the church. That's why the church got to go to them. Why? For the perfecting of the saints. See, that's why apostle come here and does a splendid job equipping us. Listen, if anybody don't have any excuse with a life, you have no excuse. Listen, not only by word, but by experience and by example. Listen, that's an example for us. Spirit, soul, and body, that's our example. So we have no excuse. No excuse to be sick and can't get well. No excuse to be broke for the rest of your life. No excuse not to have a good, sound family. Example. So all I got to do is do what he did. What he did, what he's telling us. Is it simple? All he's doing is, all he did is what he's telling us. You know, any good recipe, if you just follow the recipe, you ought to get the cake on that box. But see, it's the other stuff we do. Do I have to go witness now? I ain't got to do all that to be. You don't do all that. That's the preacher job. No, that's not the preacher job. Because the apostle can't do it by himself. That's why you are here. Listen to me. Let me explain to you. That's why you are here. You're not here just to go to heaven. Heaven ought to be the last thing on your mind as far as going to it. Your job is, how can I get heaven here? When I walk into that store and that person, I pass by that person ought to feel heaven or see a little bit of heaven in me. Why? Why? Why I ought to see it? Because I'm bringing heaven to them. Amen. Hallelujah. It's so anyway. Watch this now. Listen, here's why. They be henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Okay. By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. That's you. Which every joint supplieth. The apostle doing his job. But see, we're the every joint that supplieth. He's equipping us so we can do our, we're the every joint that supplieth. Every joint. Nobody's excluded. Nobody's excluded. He said, well, I don't know what to do. Keep listening. And learn how to trust the Holy Ghost. He's full of wisdom. He's full of love. He's smart. He knows. Holy Ghost will have you talking about something and just, whoa, get that person's attention. Here comes the introduction to Jesus. I'm telling you, people looking for it. The young man told me this morning, sir, I was leaving. Tapped me on the back. Sir, I appreciate that you care about me enough to ask me that. So, you know, he's going to be at church. Why? He felt that love. He sensed that love. I don't even know him, but he sensed that love. That man loved me enough to ask me this and don't know me. Where that church at? Something must be happening at their church. For him to be like that, something must be going to their church. So when he comes to the church, he hears the apostles. We walk upon a greater anointing, greater revelation. It's going to change his life, totally change him and his family's life. And you know, he might not leave. You know, because I know when I came, I just couldn't, I had to tell my family, you know, I just couldn't come back. It was the truth. I just couldn't make, I love y'all, but you know, I ain't, you know, this ship going, I ain't going on with it. I'm not coming back. And I come from like a family church, but I never heard a man speak that way before. Whoa. You know, it's like I'm going to get back. The first time I came, I'm saying, who told this man my business? Anybody experienced that in here? Whoa, look at the hand. Who told this man my business? His brother Donald invited me to the church. I'm saying, you know, me and Donald used to talk. I said, man, did Donald go tell this man all my business? Man, that was between me and him. This totally stranger all my business. I'm telling you, shoot. And from this, convinced. That's what I'm saying. You don't get that. If it were the church I was going to, I could have told you what was going to happen next. I didn't have the program, but had the program. I could have told you what was going to happen next. You see, but here, anything. Why is that? Who's in control? The Holy Ghost is in control. And the apostles know how to follow the Holy Ghost. You have an assignment. We have an assignment. Let's go. Matthew chapter 28. Let me show you why you, we're not going to be too much longer. Let me show you why you qualify, that you can do this. The harvest is plenteous. And the labors are plenteous. You heard me? And the harvest is plenteous. And the labors plenteous. Same thing as in Mark 16, two different writers. But Matthew give us a little more insight. The 11 disciples, the 16th verse, went away into Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And because the power is given to me, I give the power to you to go you there and for in all the world. See, here's why we can go. Because the same power that Jesus talking about is the same power that God has given us. So you have the power and the ability to go and witness, to go and invite, get your cars, bring them with you. Heard Brother Adu say, it's like what that card, I don't know what card it was, you talk about, don't leave home without it. Why? Because listen, because it's the first thing Jesus told them to do. The first thing is, listen. We always sing this song, falling in love with Jesus. What kind of tune that? Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Listen, hear what I'm saying. So, why not fall in love with people? Quit judging them and fall in love with them. If you fall in love with them, you'll want them in the kingdom. You'll want them to come hear what you're hearing. See, we sing them songs, but listen, but you know, but don't just sing them as, listen, let that get into your soul. See, why are you always talking about witnessing and going out and giving the call? Because we keep repeating it because, listen, we need to get that embedded in your soul, where it's almost like sucker nature. You pop up in the morning, listen, and you're going out, first you're looking. When you go on your job, you're looking. Now, you know, we're not talking about Jehovah's Witness. We're talking about Jesus' Witness. We're talking about the Holy Ghost Witness. We're talking about Father God Witness. So we're not talking about, no, we're talking about you, your person, pat on your, whoa, there he is. Listen, sir. I've been in a store one time, talking to this man, this in a store, fell on knees. Oh, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. People are there. Listen to me. People are there. Can I say, yeah, listen now. Yeah, I say, listen. And listen, and it's for everybody and anybody. Don't just concentrate on your family. It's not a family revival. It's anybody you meet revival. You understand what I'm saying to you? And not just your family. Because see, you start talking, well, I'm going to get my cousin. And your cousin don't want to talk to you anyway. So they don't like you anyway because, you know, because you used to do stuff with them and you left them. Now you come back. So they don't want to be around you anyway. So just, listen, just go. Go in the world and leave your cousin alone. And just go to that person that the Holy Ghost have told you about. Because sometimes, you know, listen, why I so comfortable with my cousin? Because I know my cousin. But you won't get this, but you won't go talk to this white man or this white lady right next to you in the market. Y'all reaching for the same thing and then, whoa, how could that be? And then she, but you won't talk to her, but you're looking for your cousin because you feel comfortable with your cousin. See, let me think about God and the Holy Ghost. God will always take you out of the comfort zone. That's why you need faith. He gets you in a place where you got to lean on him, where you got to trust him. But see, we like the comfortable surrounding. We know it and, you know, hey. You see, we know that. No, you got to get to a place where you don't know nobody. You have no idea who it is. No matter what they're wearing, how much they make, what they look like, what they smell like. What they smell like. See, sometimes we judge people. I heard an evangelist say this one time. He said he was going back he had just been preaching to, I don't know, thousands of people. And he's going back to the hotel and saw this man in the street lying there. And, he judged him. And God said, listen, all difference between him and you is me. Right. That's the only difference. But sometimes we'll judge people. Now listen, how you know you wouldn't be doing what she's doing if you didn't have Jesus? And question, what were you doing before you got Jesus? Because sometimes, you know, I know the Bible says, I forget those things that are behind, but you know, you got to remind yourself, you got to sometimes remember where the Lord brought you from. So a little remembrance ain't too bad sometimes to kind of humble you and put you in place so you can do God's will, which is witnessing the people and quit judging people. I've been there, I'm judged. Amen. So, let's go on. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Let me let you know that you qualify. Man, we could do this. And we are going to do this. All I want for Christmas is plenty of people to witness to. And I was on all I want for Christmas with my two front teeth. All I want for Christmas is the Lord sending my way, Lord. That's what I want for Christmas. I want souls for Christmas, Lord. That's my prayer. Send me souls for Christmas. Yes. Well, we can change somebody's life where every day could be Christmas fun. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 5. Here's why you can do it. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency, our ability is of God. So I don't have to lean on my own understanding. I don't have to lean on my own ability. When I go on the inside and trust God, the right words will come out. Now listen now, ain't all the time the right words is a scripture. A lot of make you say something that you, listen, that they're familiar with so you can locate them. Yeah. That they'll draw them in and say, whoa. You see, draw them in first, then you put the word on them. Amen. So you don't have to be super, super spiritual. Listen, here's the easiest thing to do. Just follow the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Because he sent you and he set them up. It's a spiritual setup. So just, listen, no one don't have to try to be spiritual. Just be yourself. What is that? You're a child of God. Listen, full of revelation, full of information in this church. Look what it says now. Look what it says. Not that, but our sufficiency is of God. The sixth verse. Who also hath Not going to. Has. Remember now, when he risen, he said, all power is in my hand. Had made us able. What does that able mean? What that means? I'm able. That means, what's this word? I can do this. Would you say able can be, I can do this? Listen now, who hath made us? Not going to. He has made us. So these two words, again, no excuse. Boy, think about this day. We all go into glory and we get before God. Ooh. You know, Bob talked about crown. I might have a few bald heads if we don't. Able. Get out the flesh. Get out the outside. Go on the inside. Able. See, your ability is on the inside. God is not getting up the spirit of fear, but of love and the power and of a sound mind. You get out there in that flesh, you say, oh, no. Tell me, I'm quiet and I'm timid. No, you're not quiet and timid. You got a roaring lion in you. No, if you quit, get out of the outside and doing the stuff that your mama and the other people taught you, that's why you're so, you're not timid. No, you're not. Man, come on. God lives on the inside of you. That's a roaring lion on the inside of you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Bring it, Lord. Bring it on. I can do all things, but I have to lean on the inside. Who made us able minister of the New Testament. Now the letter, listen. Here's the help. Here's what? But of the Spirit. That's your answer right there. It's not a flesh deal. But of the Spirit. For the letter kill it, listen. But the Spirit giving life. Hallelujah. We almost there. Have I helped you just a little? All right. If you say no, I say, that's okay. I help myself. I'm saying, you're lost. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Boy, I tell you. I wouldn't be nothing else but a born-again believer. With apostle as my pastor. Let me finish that. I wouldn't be nothing else. Listen, right place. Listen to me, people. I keep saying it. Listen, here's where you are. Right place, right time, right church, right apostle. The rest of that stuff y'all dealing with don't even matter. I don't care what you're dealing with in here tonight. You in the right church at the right time with the right people and the right apostle. So anything you're dealing with don't even matter. Because listen, come Sunday, here come your answer. Oh, Sunday morning, your answer coming. I promise you that. Why? Right church. Listen, right people, right apostle. Listen, right place. That's where you at. Your answer coming. So no matter what you're dealing with here. And listen, and you obedient. Thank you, Lord. You the core. And you obedient. And you're going to do what we're talking about tonight. You're going to be out there tomorrow. I'm telling you, get ready, folks. Get ready. I don't know who you are. Get ready. Oh, get ready. They got folks coming out at you. Listen, they got like the police looking for a drug dealer. Oh, they're coming. I'm telling you, they're coming. They're coming. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready tomorrow. Listen, I don't know who you are, where you are, but listen, you get ready. You about to get saved tomorrow. All your problems are going to be over with tomorrow because somebody here, listen, your life changing tomorrow. Why? Because these folks about to do what they're hearing tonight. Am I telling the truth? Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What I'm talking about. All them folks in trouble, man. The devil is in trouble. Yeah. He's going to stop tormenting people. Stop destroying people's lives. Because their lives are going to change in an instant. Just like that. Sir, will you pray for me? Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Life changed forever. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. We qualify to do this. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. All things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and had given to us the ministry of what? Whoa, given to us? So I can do this. I'm an able minister, and he gave me the ministry of reconciliation. What is it? Reconciling somebody back to their rightful place. You see, listen, God is everybody's creator, but he's not everybody's father. My job is to draw them back to their father, because God created them. And God gave his son to die for them, to bring them in a place where they can be reconciled back to him. He gave it to us, the ministry of reconciliation. So when I'm on my job tomorrow, okay, Lord, all right, who's the person, Lord? Who's the person, Lord? Who's the person, Lord? You see? And listen, and it might be the least person you think. Sometimes a person, listen, let me tell you something about people. People put on, you know, not us, not y'all, I know that. People put on fronts. Like they're doing okay. But boy, if you could be a fly on the wall at the house. They have problems, man. They're hurting. But pride won't let them on a job to look good. You see them, that they're all proud and everything. My brother, they're catching hell at the house. That's why we're there. That's why you got the Holy Ghost. That's why you got to be sensitive. Listen, pray before you leave. Remember Acts 1 and 8? That power? Yes. It's for witnessing? Yes. That power also make you keen and make you sharp and give you the wisdom and say, whoa, cause you love to with that power. Bring you a place where you, whoa. Something just not right. Miss, how you doing? Can I pray? Is everything okay? And here come the tears. She got the right dress on. She smelled good. You mean she got her hair, everything nice. She looked good. She talking good. But boy, just one question. One question. Miss, ma'am, are you okay? Can I pray for you? Here come the tears. Why you could do that? Because you were able minister. Why you could do that? Because your sufficiency is not of God. Why you could do that? Because you qualify. Why you could do that? Because the greater one lives on the inside of you. Man, I love all you. I love it. God, man, I love it. I love it. When the person's life changed right before my eyes. Listen, let me ask you this. Here's what ought to make you want to do even more. Do you remember your day? Nobody remember their day? Oh, boy, I got quiet. Y'all saved? Come on, come on. We got the Mercury. We gonna get some. Come on here. We gonna witness in here. Whoa! Boy, I got quiet. I remember, August 79. Boy, I remember that day. It felt like the world lifted off of my shoulder. I'm homemade up. Man, I'm at the house, and I'm just... Man, I don't know what's wrong with me, man. I got money in my pocket. I'm doing good. But listen, I remember my uncle. I remember my uncle. That's the uncle we used to come around. We used to hide the beer. When he come around, he used to hide the beer. Because, man, he came around with Jesus. You ain't want no Jesus. No. Man, who invited him? That's how people ought to feel about you. That's how they feel about you when you go around. Just mess the barbecue up. Just everything up. But when I was looking for Jesus, that's the first, guess who I went to? The one I didn't want around, when I had a need, guess who I went to? Him. And he got me into the family of God. See what I'm talking about? So now watch this now. Watch this. What verse I was in, y'all? As the 18th verse? Okay. And let me, my page move. And all things of God who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and had given us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespass unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Go. What ambassadors do? They go. See, over and over and over again, the scripture is telling us that we are supposed to be doing something. that, listen, that we have a purpose. Our purpose is not just to usher, not just to sing praises. Thank God for, we need all of that. But listen, but it's to go out. The Bible says, if you're willing and obedient, you should eat the good of the land. Now, on Sunday morning, when Apostle ministers, boy, you leave here, you willing. Boy, you inspired. Boy, but no, but I wonder on Monday, what happened to the obedience? Lord Jesus. Oh, on Sunday morning, you leave here, I'm telling you, if a rock move, you're going to find out if it's saved. But what happens on, you see, listen. When you came into the family of God, listen to me. It's a 24-7 job. When you punched in, you never punch out. It's eternal. It's supernatural. So when you punch in, it's, listen, you never punch out. So you're always on the, always looking. You're always, always, always looking. So we listen, we never get off the clock. See, like Apostle said, we don't put God on our list. It's God. That's it. You see, we don't put God, listen. Is this beautiful or what? What? You see, all this is wonderful, beautiful, God. And let me say this, something about this. Let me say that while I say that. Listen, to do what we're doing, to witness to the people, you have to become very passionate about it. You know when you have passion for something? Like the people who put this up, that's a passion. You see, you know, that's not a Charlie Brown tree up there. See, a Charlie Brown tree, anybody could do that. To do something like that, the decoration around this place, the people who did that, look, you had to be very passionate about that. That has to be in your heart. So the same thing with souls. Become so passionate about it. Listen, God will give you, God will give you some clever ways. Give you some wisdom how to go around and get that person saved. He give you some insight. Listen. If you become passionate about it, God will send the people. Now, before I go, 3 minutes, let me tell you something about God. All the labor, everything that we do is not in vain. You can't do for God and God not do for you. Mark chapter 10, in my closing. Mark chapter 10. You have to have a passion about it. There are some things you're very passionate about. And you can tell the difference when you're passionate about something when you're just kind of doing it, haphazardly doing it. You can tell the difference. Why? There's an excellence in it when you're passionate about it. You won't sell it for less when you're passionate about it. You're going to spend more time than when you're passionate about it. Now, somebody else might not understand you. Don't take all that. But listen, but you're passionate about it. You tell them, go ahead, get away from me. You know when you're passionate about something. I mean, you're going to take it to the next level. Mark chapter 10, verse 28. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lord, we have left all and have followed thee. Lord, I mean, I spent all my time witnessing. I could be watching the game. I could be shopping. Lord, all the stuff I'm doing for you, what's going on? I left all the stuff I love, Lord. I've left it. Because you're sending me out to witness for you. But look, watch this now, he said. And Jesus said, verily, verily, verily I say unto you, there is no man who had left house or brethren or sisters or fathers or mother or wife or children or lands for whose sake? For my sake. Why? What does this say? Go ye in all the world and preach the gospel. God's first priority is people. Listen, and the gospel. What's it now? But he shall what? A hundredfold. When? Get to heaven. When? Now. Now listen now. You're not doing it for this. You're doing it because you're passionate about people. And you're passionate about God's love for people. But you can't give God. I heard this one time. If you take care of God's business... Why? Because God want me very comfortable so I can witness. He don't have time to be worrying about if the car going to make it to the next store, the next spot. He ain't got time when worrying about, you know, if the light's going to be on. He ain't got time me worrying about what I'm going to wear. You know, look what he said. Look, notice why he said take no thought for tomorrow? Because I got that because you got me. God said, I got you because you got me. So take no thought for tomorrow. What you going to eat? What you going to do? I got that. You just keep doing what I'm telling you to do. I remember this, and I'm closing. I remember the example. Apostle said this. Man, he was just walking in the house, and Miss Callan said, Pastor, you know, you're a millionaire. Whoa. Why he never know? Because he was busy about the Father's business. Now, watch this now. When God got him there, listen, didn't change him at all. In fact, he jumped in deeper. But he was doing the Father's business, and he walked into millionaire status and didn't even know. Why? Because he was busy about his first love, which is the Father's business. What is the first love? Souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Need an envelope, lift your hand. Ushers are down the aisle.